Chapter 39. Of the quantity of food. Making allowance for the infirmities of different persons, we believe that for the daily meal, both at the sixth and the ninth hour, two kinds of cooked food are sufficient at all meals, so that he who perchance cannot eat of one may make his meal of the other. Let two kinds of cooked food, therefore, be sufficient for all the brethren, and if there be fruit or fresh vegetables, a third may be added. Let a pound of bread be sufficient for the day, whether there be only one meal or both dinner and supper. If they are to eat supper, let a third part of the pound be reserved by the cellarer and be given at supper. If, however, the work hath been especially hard, it is left to the discretion and the power of the abbot to add something, if he think fit, barring above all things every excess, that a monk be not overtaken by indigestion. For nothing is so contrary to Christians as excess, as our Lord saith, see that your hearts be not overcharged with surfeiting. Let the same quantity of food, however, not be served out to young children, but less than to older ones, observing measure in all things. But let all except the very weak and the sick abstain altogether from eating the flesh of four-footed animals. Chapter 40. Of the quantity of drink. Every one hath his proper gift from God, one after this manner, and another after that. It is with some hesitation, therefore, that we determine the measure of nourishment for others. However, making allowance for the weakness of the infirm, we think one hemina of wine a day is sufficient for each one. But to whom God granteth the endurance of abstinence, let them know that they will have their special reward. If the circumstances of the place, or the work, or the summer's heat should require more, let that depend on the judgment of the superior, who must above all things see to it that excess or drunkenness do not creep in. Although we read that wine is not at all proper for monks, yet, because monks in our times cannot be persuaded of this, let us agree to this, at least, that we do not drink to satiety, but sparingly, because wine maketh even wise men fall off. But where the poverty of the place will not permit the aforementioned measure to be had, but much less, or none at all, let those who live there bless God and murmur not. This we charge above all things, that they live without murmuring. Chapter 47. Of giving the signal for the time of the work of God. Let it be the abbot's care that the time for the work of God be announced both by day and by night, either to announce it himself or to entrust this charge to a careful brother, that everything may be done at the proper time. Let those who have been ordered intone the psalms or the antiphons in their turn after the abbot. No one, however, should presume to sing or read unless he is able so to perform this office that the hearers may be edified. And let it be done with humility, gravity, and reverence by him whom the abbot hath ordered. Chapter 41. At what times the brethren should take their reflection. From Holy Easter till Pentecost, let the brethren dine at the sixth hour and take supper in the evening. From Pentecost on, however, during the whole summer, if the monks have no work in the fields and the excess of the heat doth not interfere, let them fast on Wednesday and Friday until the ninth hour. But on the other days, let them dine at the sixth hour. This sixth hour for dinner is to be continued if they have work in the fields or the heat of the summer is great. Let the abbot provide for this, and so let him manage and adapt everything that souls may be saved, and that what the brethren do, they may do without having a reasonable cause to murmur. From the Ides of September, until the beginning of Lent, let them always dine at the ninth hour. During Lent, however, until Easter, let them dine in the evening. But let this evening hour be so arranged that they will not need lamplight during their meal. But let everything be finished whilst it is still day. But at all times let the hour of meals, whether for dinner or for supper, be so arranged that everything is done by daylight. Chapter 42. That no one speak after Compline. Monks should always be given to silence, especially, however, during the hours of the night. Therefore, on every day, whether of fast or of a midday meal, as soon as they have risen from their evening meal, let all sit together in one place, and let one read from the Conferences, or the Lives of the Fathers, or something else that will edify the hearers, not, however, the Heptateuch, or the Books of the Kings, because it would not be wholesome for weak minds to hear this part of the Scripture at that hour. They should, however, be read at other times. But if it was a fast day, then, when Vespers have been said, and after a short interval, let them next come together for the reading of the Conferences, as we have said. And when the 4 or 5 pages have been read, or as much as the hour will permit, and all have assembled in one place during the time of the reading, let him also come who was perchance engaged in work and joined on him. All, therefore, having assembled in one place, let them say Compline, and after going out from Compline, let there be no more permission from that time on for anyone to say anything. If, however, anyone is found to break this rule, let him undergo heavy punishment, unless the needs of guests should arise, or the abbot should perhaps give a command to anyone. But let even this be done with the utmost gravity and moderation.